第4問。第4問も A と B の2つの部分に分かれています。第4問 A は問い20から問い22までの3問です。それぞれの問いについて英語を聞き、答えとして最も適切なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選びなさい。では始めます。
Question number 20.
Towering skyscrapers are a symbol of modern society. In the late 1800s, new technological developments made very tall buildings possible. One development was steel building technology. Before that, architects were required to create thicker stone walls to support taller buildings. These walls were extremely heavy and allowed less room for windows and light. After mass production of steel was introduced, architects began to use steel frames to support a building's weight. Steel was much lighter and stronger than stone, while taking up much less space. At the same time, elevator technology and fire-resistant building materials also helped make skyscrapers possible.
Listen again.
Towering skyscrapers are a symbol of modern society. In the late 1800s, new technological developments made very tall buildings possible. One development was steel building technology. Before that, architects were required to create thicker stone walls to support taller buildings. These walls were extremely heavy and allowed less room for windows and light. After mass production of steel was introduced, architects began to use steel frames to support a building's weight. Steel was much lighter and stronger than stone, while taking up much less space. At the same time, elevator technology and fire-resistant building materials also helped make skyscrapers possible.
Question number 21.
Ireland is a nice place to visit all through the year. The peak months of the tourist season are July and August, but the weather in May, June, and September is usually good as well, and hotels are not busy. Flowers are most beautiful in April and May. In October, many art festivals are held. Winter has its own appeal. You can have fantastic places all to yourself, like the beach at Roses Point near the town of Sligo. Although it gets dark early and some museums and attractions are closed, as are many hotels, this quiet season is most relaxing for some visitors.
Listen again.
Ireland is a nice place to visit all through the year. The peak months of the tourist season are July and August, but the weather in May, June, and September is usually good as well, and hotels are not busy. Flowers are most beautiful in April and May. In October, many art festivals are held. Winter has its own appeal. You can have fantastic places all to yourself, like the beach at Roses Point near the town of Sligo. Although it gets dark early and some museums and attractions are closed, as are many hotels, this quiet season is most relaxing for some visitors.
Question number 22.
You have reached ISSC, the International Student Support Center. Our business hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Stay on the line for recorded help messages. Press 1 for dining services and assistance for students with special dietary needs. Press 2 for dormitory or apartment rentals. Press 3 for internet and telephone connections. Press 4 for library and bookstore locations. Students with questions about part-time work on campus should call to make an appointment to see our staff at the center. In the case of a medical emergency or illness, dial 911 or go directly to the clinic. Thank you for calling.
Listen again.
You have reached ISSC, the International Student Support Center. Our business hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Stay on the line for recorded help messages. Press 1 for dining services and assistance for students with special dietary needs. Press 2 for dormitory or apartment rentals. Press 3 for internet and telephone connections. Press 4 for library and bookstore locations. Students with questions about part-time work on campus should call to make an appointment to see our staff at the center. In the case of a medical emergency or illness, dial 911 or go directly to the clinic. Thank you for calling.
これで第4問 A は終わりです。13ページを見てください。第4問 B は問い23から問い25までの3問です。これから流れる英語を聞き、それぞれの問いの答えとして最も適切なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選びなさい。では始めます。
Questions number 23 to 25.
What can a colorful, casual shirt tell you about a culture? If it's an aloha shirt from Hawaii, quite a bit. Alohas show island life in the same way that films, maps, and paintings do. They are as diverse as the islands they come from. These shirts are said to have begun as simple clothing worn by plantation workers from the Philippines.Then in the 1930s, a local Chinese merchant made some with leftover Japanese kimono cloth. Eventually, tropical Polynesian images were added, and aloha shirts were born. They represent the mix of peoples in Hawaii. Although some people thought Hawaiian shirts were cheap-looking, alohas became very popular. In the 1950s, air travel from the mainland became cheaper,The standard of living in America was improving, and people wanted clothes as bright and flashy as their hopes for the future. Pop stars and presidents alike put on alohas, and a trend took off. Outside Hawaii, the aloha symbolized fun times, but back on the islands, aloha shirts were acceptable in place of a suit and tie. Hawaiians take pride in their culture, especially aloha shirts.Unfortunately, not many of the earliest alohas have survived. These can sell for thousands of dollars. Whether inexpensive or high-priced, these comfortable shirts show the world a snapshot of Hawaiian life.
Listen again.
What can a colorful, casual shirt tell you about a culture? If it's an aloha shirt from Hawaii, quite a bit. Alohas show island life in the same way that films, maps, and paintings do. They are as diverse as the islands they come from. These shirts are said to have begun as simple clothing worn by plantation workers from the Philippines. Then in the 1930s, a local Chinese merchant made some with leftover Japanese kimono cloth. Eventually, tropical Polynesian images were added, and aloha shirts were born. They represent the mix of peoples in Hawaii. Although some people thought Hawaiian shirts were cheap-looking, alohas became very popular. In the 1950s, air travel from the mainland became cheaper, the standard of living in America was improving, and people wanted clothes as bright and flashy as their hopes for the future. Pop stars and presidents alike put on alohas, and a trend took off. Outside Hawaii, the aloha symbolized fun times, but back on the islands, aloha shirts were acceptable in place of a suit and tie. Hawaiians take pride in their culture, especially aloha shirts. Unfortunately, not many of the earliest alohas have survived. These can sell for thousands of dollars. Whether inexpensive or high-priced, these comfortable shirts show the world a snapshot of Hawaiian life.
これで問題を聞く部分はすべて終わりです。